Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Thursday, March 12th, 2020. Here's what you missed on the show this morning. We missed you, by the way.
Yeah, where were you? Oh, we were worried sick about you.
It's not the same without you.
We called your mom and everything. She didn't know where you were.
Yeah, that's got problems there. How to politely decline a handshake. You know, the age of coronavirus. how to do, basically not touch other people. I'm always going to the mindset, since we're out of toilet paper,
right.
I'm not shaking anybody's hand.
Yeah, because of the toilet paper thing.
Not because of the virus, right. Just because they're ew. But this etiquette expert actually kind of gives you kind of a cute way to downplay if somebody is still very old school wanting you to handshake. When they reach out their hand, you put up your hands like you're being held up.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, no. I'm preventing the spread of coronavirus, or just, oh no, I'd prefer not to change your hand.
I'm giving them my elbow, and I have anybody, everybody kind of likes it, and I just tell them I like rubbing elbows with you.
Yeah.
And that's sort of that expression, rubbing elbows with the hoity-toity.
And hopefully people would understand if you don't right now. I mean, I think that they would be like, oh yeah, that's right, no problem. You know, not take offense to it.
What about if I just point my finger and go,
yeah, how's that? I like that, but
don't do that. Hey, bro.
May I suggest adding the wink to that?
Yeah,
and that little wink like that.
Or just do it to the ladies only. Ladies.
Hello, ladies. How you doing?
That's a Me Too violation. Okay.
We found out that using your phone while you're chit-chatting or while you're eating dinner actually causes you to eat less.
Yeah, finally, something good is coming out of these devices now.
Researchers found that when young adults consumed a meal while playing a simple computer game for 15 minutes while they were eating, they ate significantly less than those who were eating without playing video games.
And
you made a great point, though, Storm. You said it slows them down, and then therefore they get full faster.
Well, there's that 20-minute lag between when your stomach tells your brain you're full.
Right.
And let's say you're sitting there playing Dig Dug, like you kids do. that'll give you enough time to not eat as much.
Yes, indeed. And they say that actually there's a very big difference between distracted eating and mindless eating. Distracted eating is what we just you're distracted, but mindless would be like if you're going by the front desk and you pick up a few M&Ms that are sitting there and you don't even realize you're doing it.
Or any couch snacks.
Yes.
I believe you're sitting on a couch while eating. That's one of the signs.
So, don't eat the M&Ms out of the couch, though. Those are gross.
Hey, why?
I blew on it. It's fine.
A little lint never hurt anybody.
There was another M. I know one of the M's had worn off, but there was another perfectly good M on there.
Yeah.
I ate that half.
So, you know, with anything that goes on with any big news item like coronavirus, scammers are right there. By golly, with their evil genius minds.
Think about Florida during hurricane season.
Yeah.
Okay, do generators go up? Yeah, they get kind of pricey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so does canned food. You know, people try to scam you all the time.
Well,
so
check this one out here. This was a news story out of New York. There was a hardware store selling like a regular jar of Purell hand sanitizer for $79.
Okay. Scam.
Yeah. You got people selling counterfeit fake masks online and even cures for the coronavirus being peddled online as well, thanks to essential oils. That's the secret. We must point out there are no vaccines, no cures for coronavirus.
Yeah, they're working on it, but we're probably over a year away from that.
Yeah, there are no pills, there are no potions, there are no lotions, no lozenges, no prescriptions. Nothing like that. So keep that in mind. And what you're probably going to be scammed on a lot more are these phishing and malware scams where people are going to be emailing you stating, hey, do you want to do research on the coronavirus? Follow this link. And that's something you really don't want to do, especially from somebody who you don't know, because that's probably going to install some malware.
So Florida has actually put the, what do they call it, activated the corona-related price gouging link now, the same one we have for for hurricanes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's,
good.
What is it? It's an 866-9-NO-SCAM.
No scam. Good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to know that. We also found the hand-washing sound song generator, which is pretty cool. It's called washyourlyrics.com.
I love it. A 17-year-old web designer came up with this, and it's very well done.
Because the CDC says you should wash your hands for at least 20 seconds, and generally the default, the example they use is to sing the Happy Birthday song twice.
Right. Which is fine if you just wash your hand, if you need this to be reminded. But if you're having to wash your hands like 25 times a day or more.
Yeah.
That gets old, you know? You don't want to keep singing the same song.
So this guy created washyourlyrics.com and basically will put in 20 seconds of any song lyric that's on Genius Lyrics database, and they'll mix it with the British National Health instructional poster that's been out there that kind of shows you how to wash your hands.
It's like a cartoon with different panels, and each different panel has part of the lyric in it. It's really cool. But don't do what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I've been washing my hands to Metallica, and I have no fingerprints anymore.
Well, lesson learned. with University of Florida shutting down to doing all 100% online classwork for students and for faculty, it's probably going to hit into the private sector pretty soon
as well.
Sure,
yeah.
And that means that people in the service industry are really going to get hit hard. So you might want to, while you have a chance, to be tipping a little bit more, in fact, a lot more than you normally do. A
couple extra bucks at least, you know.
Yeah, because here's the thing. People in the service industry, and you can tell, by the way, anybody who's worked in the service industry, they're really good tippers.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the ones, right.
But, you know, they're on the front line, so, you know, there is an increased risk that they could actually get sick and have to take time off. A lot of them don't have any health insurance, and they need that extra money to go see a doctor or to just pay the rent or whatever.
Right.
The other end of it is that, just like we said, with the university system shutting down for 30 days, think of all the business that's being lost, the people that went out for lunch and dinner.
Right.
So the servers might have their hours reduced, or they actually may be furloughed until things get better.
And most of them don't have health insurance, too.
Nope.
Know?
Yeah, especially if they're part-time, there's a lot of things that could go wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, chip is, even if it's just an extra dollar or two, try and help them out, just because if anybody's kind of panicking, I'm sure it's people in the service industry.
Yeah.
And then finally, we learned how to dispose of unused paint properly. I did not know this.
This is fascinating.
But if you have a half-empty can of paint and you want to get rid of it, you can put some cat litter in it. Make it.
This is interesting. This was a very unique thing to do.
Yeah, you want to stir in as much cat litter as you can to make it look like oatmeal. Leave the lid off and let it dry out for a couple of days. It'll actually turn into a brick.
Isn't that something? A clump.
You can, just like kitty litter, kitty litter pee-pee and poo-poo, you can throw it away. They also
have kids now. Pee-pee and poo-poo.
Pee-pee and poo-poo. What'd you do? You also can go to the hardware store and buy something called paint hardener that actually will harden the paint, and then you can actually free up the bucket if you want to keep it as a souvenir.
Wow, free bucket with every hardener.
And you can also, of course, take it to your local landfill or waste disposal facility. Some counties make you go to the hazardous waste. Some of them don't. And that's where earth911.org comes in.
This is really cool. Earth911.org. It's really cool. You just put in your zip code. Mm-hmm. It tells you where you can recycle anything from compact fluorescent bulbs to cell phones to paint, hazardous materials, everything in your neighborhood.
Yes.
This is really cool.
It's very cool. It's free. And they'll take that paint off of your hand because you really don't want to pollute the environment, okay?
And the hardener is just for the paint.
That is our show for today. Thursday, March 12th, 2020. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 at 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, the sun is always shining.
Wash your hands.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.